Welcome to another eBizQ podcast.
Hello, my name is Phil Wainwright, Community Manager for Leveraging the Connected Web on eBizQ. It's my pleasure today to be joined by Jim Howard, CEO of CrownPeak, a leading software as a service provider of web content management. Jim, good to have you with us.
Hi, Phil.
So, Jim, just to position for our listeners, how would you say CrownPeak differs from other web content management companies? Because it's quite a crowded field, isn't it?
It is a crowded field, but I would say there's one very obvious differentiation we have, and that's that we're a software as a service or an on-demand provider of web content management. So we'll have those very obvious advantages, the faster to deploy, less expensive, tend to be much more flexible and integrated than the other applications in the sector. And then we've concentrated on web content management very specifically. So we're not a document management provider. We're not a digital asset management provider. We're web content management. And as such, we've developed a lot of capabilities for web marketers, as you can imagine.
Right. Yes. Where, of course, the ability to move fast is crucial. And I think all companies find a challenge with web content management today. It's a fast moving target. There's always new capabilities coming along. Website visitors expect more and more functionality on the site. And I think the last thing businesses want to be doing is wasting time reinventing the wheel, isn't it?
Oh, I think that's right. We've put a tremendous amount of effort into making this application rapid to deploy, but also in enabling our customers to have really highly functional websites and be highly functional for the mobile web as well. As you know, as we're seeing mobile become an increasingly large percentage of web traffic, we're estimating that about half of web traffic is going to be mobile by 2012.
I can't say that surprises me, Jim, because I've just actually been on a trip myself out to the US, and my iPhone was doing a lot of web browsing on the iPhone and using it as a really important source of information and keeping up to date.
Oh, yeah, it's tremendously important. And so, in that regard, we've put a lot of effort into creating widgets for our customers and even pre-configured websites and microsites and landing pages for customers to very rapidly roll things out. And, you know, when a customer is sitting down with us and saying, hey, we're doing a calendar or, you know, we're doing a searchable database or we're doing a search application or, you know, any sort of interactivity, that needs to be able to operate for a web browser using a traditional computer, but it has to be able to operate for the mobile web as well. So we've rolled out hundreds these days of different widgets and front-end modules to enable very, very rapid deployment and cross-platform abilities for our customers.
Yeah. I mean, is there a special trick to making these design elements and functionality into shareable, repeatable assets? Because it does seem that there's a lot of people who do craft their own stuff all the time.
Well, there is a bit of a trick to it, and that's that we're building on top of a platform. So the beauty of the widgets and modules that we've created are that they operate, and they operate within the platform so that all of the content that gets updated in those systems is automatically updated and managed in the widget. But then if you want to think about all the other places where content lives around the internet and around the mobile web, that's the other critical piece. So let's say a customer of ours has many locations, and many of our customers do. When they update a location, that should automatically be updated into the Google Local directory and the Google Maps directory so that it's going to pop up right then on your mobile device showing the correct address, the correct hours of operation, the phone number, any promotions that are available at that local location. Those should all be automatically integrated. Likewise, that should work with LinkedIn, with Facebook, with Twitter, and so on. So we built our content management system to handle all of that content in one place and then deploy it around the world, around the digital world, around the functional world.
And of course, that ability to integrate into different functionality and different places where data is stored is becoming increasingly important, isn't it?
Yeah, well, integration is critical. So we started our life as an enterprise-level application, and in the early days of software as a service and cloud computing adoption, we really found ourselves in the mid-market. Interestingly, we've come back full circle so that in the last three and a half years, we've seen huge adoption in the enterprise sector. And as such, working with enterprise customers, integration is absolutely critical. So, we come pre-integrated standard integrations with the big CRM packages, with the big email packages, with the big analytics packages, and now we've just rolled out integrations with the testing packages. So we have a native testing application, but we have a lot of customers that are working with the Omniture testing tools, the test and target tools. And we just rolled out, I think we were the first content management system in the world to roll out the integration with the Google Web Optimizer. So those integrations are critical, and likewise are the content integrations. So the ability to integrate content with the social media applications, with the mobile web, those are absolutely critical. Yeah.
So with all of this complexity that website managers have to deal with, have you got a word of advice for companies who are looking for agility, faster time to life for website project? What one word of advice would you give them?
Well, so this is a bit of a self-serving answer, but I think software as a service is a very, very rapid and very simple way to get these projects done. We're already operational. Our application lives out in the cloud. All of our dynamic publishing is done through the Amazon cloud services. So these are automatically, these things operate effectively and efficiently in a global environment. We've already solved pretty much all of the problems that our customers are coming to us with. We already have them licked. So we have these pre-configured modules to get the front-end pieces done. We have a very usable application. And that application, you know, it's being used to manage thousands. We're now managing over 3,000 major websites with this application for large organizations. And, you know, we have an insurance company, a large global insurance company that came to us and had to change their brand after an acquisition. We had their website live with the content management system embedded and the training done for the customer in 5.5 weeks. So very rapid deployment times are possible with applications of this nature. I mean, that's one of the reasons why SaaS and cloud computing have had such huge growth.
Right. Well, I think that's true. We're seeing people being able to move very fast by using SaaS and cloud platforms. And actually, interesting to hear that you're also using Amazon as a back end. So in a sense, you're eating your own dog food there.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. We're effectively a software company, and so for us to build our own infrastructure would be silly. So, you know, we're able to take advantage of an existing infrastructure, an existing global infrastructure that Amazon's making available to us. And one of the very nice things about that is that, you know, by going into a customer and saying, hey, we do all of our dynamic content delivery via the Amazon cloud, that answers a lot of questions that otherwise would be popping up about our infrastructure. Amazon's just solving that for us. They're providing it. Everybody understands what they're providing. And so it's enabling Crown Peak to jump all the way to the top of the market from an infrastructure standpoint in one step.
Right. Well, great. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Phil Wainwright. I've been talking to Jim Howard, CEO of Crown Peak. Thanks very much, Jim.
Thanks a lot, Phil.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.